Okay, so that talk that Fidyamala said I'm giving sounds like a really good talk to hear. But anyway, I'm going to give another one. I'm sure it'll be fine. Most of it's the talk that I gave in February on a regional award weekend in Taraloka. So apologies to those of you who were there that heard it. But before I start, I want to say thank you. I've been thinking about myself as a conditioned being. This is because I was doing the Satipatthana this morning. And I've been thinking about the influences and conditions that have been conditioning me over the last 24 years. And in particular, that's been the Sangha. Yeah, so I'd like to say thank you to, I suppose, the 40 or 50 women that I've lived with for the last 24 years, lived and worked with. It probably adds up to about 50. And, well, all of you have functioned as peers, as Kalyana Mitras, and also women who've looked towards me for Kalyana Mitrata, and that's drawn something out of me as well. There's quite a lot of you, and I just want to say thank you, because you have modified and conditioned my nature a great deal. So I do believe that what is standing in front of you is pretty much the product of 24 years in the Sangha. And the other thing that's been conditioning me quite a lot is my own Bodhisattva vows, which is my own wish to hand on that lineage that I am so fully participating in. Yeah, so this talk, well, it's interesting because I'm starting with saying thank you to those people that have been in my life. But actually this talk begins with a lot of points that David Smith put into his article where he criticised the Western Buddhist Order for their emphasis mainly on friendship and their lack of vertical training or vertical teaching. So quite a lot of the first part of my talk is a critique of his points. I do have quite a bit of sympathy for David Smith, actually, and I myself have had quite a lot of doubts about our emphasis on communication and spiritual friendship. I think maybe 4 years ago or 6 years ago, I can't remember, I gave a short talk on the convention about are there retreats in the order? And that was partly saying, do we know how to go on a retreat, or do we just know how to have a party? That's putting it quickly. I also think at Taraloka, well, not only have I lived and worked with a great number of people, I'm also involved in an awful lot of people through retreats. And there's a whole kind of emphasis on friendship, which became more and more of a burden for me. It's like every time I opened up a retreat, at the start of the retreat, I'd look around the room and think, well, how am I supposed to relate to these people on retreat? Am I supposed to think of myself as a friend to these 24 women that are sitting in front of me? And then do exactly the same 3 weeks later. And I became more and more keen just to call myself a teacher and less keen to think of myself as a friend. It just got too complicated for me because I had such strong values, I think, around what a friend was, and I couldn't live up to them.